Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Is Paramount's TV empire about to crash while Netflix extends higher to the ultimate kingpin of the medium? Get set to learn what may be in store for both organizations next. Also ahead, no more days at a time between Valley Bertinelli and Food Network, our classic trivia question, and in our up segment, yes, a new game show will syndicate this fall. And you'll never believe who the host is. It's a great surprise. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, and present the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and 44 other great podcast destinations. This just in, happy birthday, Ruby. You are going from year one to year two today, and tomorrow will be televised. Our program is brought to you this Monday afternoon by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural joint that's kind to your body and the planet. Wherever you are, we welcome you at the start of this week to the program all about TV's current and future. And let me say off the bat why we did that happy birthday a moment ago. Because it's in the bit of the family, if you will. So bear with me. It's a daughter-daughter tale. Ruby is the daughter of Melissa, who is the daughter of my sister, Stephanie. Melissa, by the way, is a wonderful teacher in the state of Maryland. And she and her wonderful hubby, Ted, gave birth to Ruby a year ago. And Ruby is absolutely incredible. If you catch Facebook pictures of her, she is just amazing. So, Ruby, it's your day. Go from year one to year two in wonderful fashion, and your best days are still ahead, which is great. And, of course, happy birthday to Melissa and Ted on Ruby's B-Day. So today, this episode is for you. 38 degrees at the top of the hour. Yes, we are getting out of the crazy cold snap that we've had for about a week. And believe it or not, by the end of this week, we may be hitting 60 degrees with some rain, too. Wherever you are, as I said, we're happy to have you with us. No guests today. We have some wonderful guests, though, coming your way later in the week. Believe it or not, this is our fourth straight week that we are doing three episodes in a week. We've never done that before. New territory for us, and we're happy you are along for the ride. And we invite you to be part of the program, as always. All you got to do is interact with us. How? Pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. 2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. And if you're shy about the phone, it's no problem with us. All you got to do is use our chat room. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you'll find the chat room at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, you can interact with us. And we will get to our main topics today after these news notes. The Valerie Bertinelli era at Food Network is over. Her tenure there ended this weekend after learning she would not be back co-hosting Kids Baking Championship, a role she had for the last 9 years. In an ex post, ex or Twitter, Bertinelli maintained that she learned of Food Network's decision through a third party, saying she was basically ghosted. Her final season of episodes are currently running on the channel. Last April, Food Network dropped another series featuring the former One Day at a Time co-star, maybe Tubi star also, and twice Golden Globe nominee. There we go. Got the tongue back on again. Valerie's Home Cooking after 14 seasons. Food Network has not responded to requests for their side of the situation, and whether Kids Baking Championship will be back for another run with or without co-host Duff Goldman. A scripted dramedy series inspired by rap superstar Chris Ludacris Bridges is being prepped for BET+. The proposed series would take place at a hip-hop radio station in Atlanta, with Ludacris overseeing production with Larry Wilmore and Malcolm D. Lee. Atlanta also is a setting for Perimeter, Tyler Perry's latest BET Plus drama project, coming out on February 29th. 4 episodes planned. Now, quickies. Ripley, the Steven Zellon written and directed suspense series originally made for Showtime, will arrive on Netflix April 4th. Andrew Scott plays the title character. Peacock miniseries Apples Never Fall, co-starring Annette Bening and Sam Neill, debuts March 14th. More miniseries activity. Hulu's We Were the Lucky Ones begin its run there March 28th. True crime miniseries Bad Romance will begin an 8-week run tonight at ABC. Ryan Smith will host and narrate this 2020 profile of shocking or surprising crimes of passion from the last decade. Marianne Gabelli will exit her role as Fox's ad sales president. Current FX Fox News Media Executive Vice President of Ad Sales Jeff Collins will take Gabelli's role. Spanish language mega content service VIX will allow Charter cable systems in several markets to carry its limited ad format under a new carriage deal with parent Televisa Univision. And Prime Video will resume season 2 of the hit adult toon series Invincible, created by the founder of The Walking Dead, Robert Kirkman, March 14th. I've seen the show. It's marvelous. and the second set of episodes for season two should be as dynamite or more as the first. And that is news notes for today. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. We introduced the question last Wednesday, and we are looking for our first trivia winner of 2024. We've got seven prizes in play, including the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar, free Uber card from AMC Network, the free Redbox Movie Night from Crackle Connect. We have those two CDs also in play, Chicago's Greatest Hits and Lifetime Women in Rock, as well as two books. We've got David Craig's wonderful bestseller, Apocalypse Television, How the Day After Helped End the Cold War. And we've got Jeff Milburn's book from Amazon, Running the Show, Television from the Inside. All that can be yours if you know the answer to this question. Who hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central, then hosted The Late Late Show on CBS? Who hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central and then hosted The Late Late Show on CBS? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you do answer, enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you are a previous winner of this contest or a previous guest in this program, you are not eligible. So one more time, here is the question. Who hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central and then The Late Late Show on CBS? Remember, the only way we accept answers is by email, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. It's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. Remember, in order to win, play in today, and all the very best. Coming up next, is Paramount's TV Kingdom about to blow up at the same time that Netflix's TV Kingdom is expanding big time? We'll get to that after we get to this message from the great people at Wild. Now, are you out to make your personal well-being more natural and eco-friendly? Well, I got some advice for you. Give Wild a try. I do. It's great. You know, Wild deodorant has natural ingredients that freshen you anytime for any occasion. It comes in a variety of scent and color combinations, such as jasmine and mandarin blossom, or fresh cotton and sea salt. There's no harsh chemicals to fret about. And if you want a refill, it gets delivered right to your door. In addition, Wild comes in a special case that you can use to put your refills in, one after the other. Very easy to use. And it goes on great, no stickiness, no wetness. It's really marvelous. And as I mentioned earlier, it's all natural. So just go Wild today. That's my advice for you. And all you got to do is, well, go to wild.com. That's wet and wild. Wearewild.com, I should say. So go to wearewild.com. And when you do, and you order Wild, you get a special discount of 25% off your first order. All you got to do to get that order and get that discount is use the promo code SimonApple04. That's SimonApple, 04. And do that at checkout. So for all the details, go to wearewild.com and use that promo code SimonApple04. And when you do, you get 25% off Wild. It is the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. So go for it and enjoy. If you haven't checked out the entertainment press lately, you may not know that there's a lot of rumblings going on about the state of mind and the state of Paramount's television unit and Paramount overall. Those who don't know, Paramount has got a lot of TV properties. They produce television series and made-for-TV movies. They also do some syndication work through CBS Media Ventures. They are involved as owner of various cable channels through its merger with Viacom several years ago, MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, BET, and two mega content services, BET Plus and Paramount Plus, and of course, CBS. And in recent weeks, there has been a lot of speculation that Paramount is going to get sold. To who? We don't know. We can tell you who some of the contenders are. There are some private equity firms. There is the possibility of Shari Redstone, who is one of the key owners of Paramount through her company, her father's company, some of the Redstone's National Amusements. And she would like to sell that equity, a big chunk of Paramount, to somebody, maybe Skydance Media, a major TV and film production company. Possibly with another buyer working with Skydance. Supposedly, there's some negotiations going on with them and with other private equity firms. But that's not the whole story with Paramount. The bottom line is that Paramount is also facing, according to articles in trade press today, like What Variety and Hollywood Reporter, they are facing another big round of layoffs, maybe as many as 800 to 1,000 people in all their divisions, mostly TV, that will be laid off between now and mid-February. And that's not all. When it comes to television, Paramount has had, well, a very skiddy last couple of years. Paramount Plus, while it is getting better, is still not doing well compared to all the other mega content services. CBS has been having some rating woes. Could have been more had it not been for Yellowstone getting on from Paramount Network on their schedule, the first seasons, on Sunday nights when we had the writers and actors strikes. And many of the cable channels are sort of in limbo. MTV, it's become the Ridiculousness channel, and it's getting its lowest ratings ever. VH1 is becoming the Love and Hip Hop channel, and it's still getting its lowest ratings ever. Comedy Central, Beyond the Daily Show, what's original there? Lots of reruns, like Seinfeld and The Office and others. And Nickelodeon, it's hanging in there. It's doing very well with both its live-action programming and its animated shows. And SpongeBob SquarePants doing as superb as ever. And they've got a great new show, I understand, in animation called Rock, Paper, Scissors coming out February 12th. And let's not forget, they have made lots of headlines with their simulcasts in their own fashion of NFL games the last couple of years. And they'll be doing the Super Bowl on February 11th with a SpongeBob SquarePants motif. And they've done a great job with those telecasts, headed by Noah Eagle on play-by-play and Nate Brosnan on color commentary, with young Dylan as one of the sideline reporters. And there's also BET Plus, which is now in its third year, going into its fourth, I believe, this fall. And it's had success stories. And for some reason, it's not getting the play that it ought to be getting. BET, however, is still doing strong with all the Tyler Perry shows, like The Oval and Sistas and All the Queen's Men and so many more. But compared to past years, it's been a tough time for Paramount and their TV situations. Don't forget, it wasn't so long ago that BET was up for sale, and Tyler Perry had a shot at it. So did Byron Allen, so did Group Black and others, and they were going to spend as much as $2 billion to get it, and Paramount at the last minute said, nope, I'm yanking those offers, no go. There's talk that they may be reviving it very, very soon. So it's looking like Paramount is facing a real crisis, and a crisis that could really blow up its entire television unit. There is talk, according to some reports, that if Paramount is sold to a Skydance or to a private equity firm, one thing that they will do is they will sell off portions of that venture, portions of that kingdom. And it could be MTV, it could be BET and BET Plus and BET Studios, with VH1 alongside. It could be Nickelodeon. It could be CBS. Could be Comedy Central. Could be other things. In order to get Paramount back on track and alleviate its debt issues. And certainly the fact that they are going to lay off 800 to 1,000 people across all their units is not helping the situation any. Also, another thing that's not helping the situation is that Paramount has done, frankly, a terrible job of promoting what it does have. For one, it is no longer doing what they call the upfront event in the spring. They used to do it for CBS at Carnegie Hall. Then they did another event, which was about all of Paramount, Paramount Plus and CBS included. Last year, their, at the time, new ad sales chief said, nope, we're not going to do it. We're going to... And by the way, you should know that these events, these upfront events, they are attended by press. It is one of the few ways, these upfront, new front, play front events, where press is allowed to attend, along with advertisers and ad agencies and ad industry people, It is their way of finding out what is coming up from these services. And because Paramount decided we're going to do these simple meetings with individual agencies and not replace the big upfront event with a press conference or a series of press conferences, let's say one on CBS, one on Nickelodeon, one on Comedy Central, one on BET, BET+, Paramount+, et cetera, which is what the CW did when they decided to drop their event last year for a press conference, and it worked very well at the Park Lane Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, near Central Park. How do you expect people to know what's going on if you don't tell them? And sadly, when it came to Paramount Plus's shows, some of which were really good, like Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies and others, they would not do have their stars or their production people do shows like this that could have helped them get more mileage out of those shows, get more public attention for those programs, some of which were really, really good. So, unfortunately, the tide is not looking good for Paramount. Hopefully, we will hear more. And I would suggest to the Paramount ad people, please do a press. If you don't want to do a big event this year, don't have to, no problem, but do a press conference and do one, and do one for CBS, and do one for Nickelodeon, and do one for your other TV ventures, Paramount Plus included. Do them so that we, the public, we, the viewers, will know what you've got coming up, and we can anticipate it and maybe just view them. Don't just leave it to the advertisers to say, hey, here's what I got. Let's see if Paramount takes that advice as they are trying to get themselves out of what seems like the biggest hole that that organization has had ever. Now, on the other side of the coin, the flip side, I'll say more about that particular phrase in a moment, a few moments, I should say. Netflix is going to showcase their latest quarterly results tomorrow, which happens to be my birthday, turning 69. Thank you. And Netflix will offer those results, their latest quarter results, after the market closes at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Netflix, I think, has a lot to say about what they're doing. They are on a big roll. Their stock is now around $445 a share. It looks like their ad tier is going great guns. They're getting millions of people tuning in and paying attention. They are getting more people to go off password sharing and take Netflix as a monthly subscription. Their shows are getting great reviews. They did very well with the Emmy Awards last Monday night. They did very well with the Critics' Choice Awards. Actually beat HBO by 8-4 in terms of honorees. And they did well with the Golden Globes. And it looks like they're on a roll with their 2024 slate. Brother's Son with Michelle Yeoh, Oscar winner last year for Everything Everywhere All at Once, doing great. Their new other new shows, American Nightmare, their new unscripted show, doing well. Their sports shows, doing well. They got a new one coming out shortly, NASCAR Full Speed. And it looks like they are running on all cylinders. The question I have for Netflix, actually several questions for Netflix tomorrow, is this. How is your ad tier doing? Are you going to get into interactive advertising and shoppable ads? Are you going to put your mobile games on the television set so that we can use them on the TV without having to use a console like a PlayStation or an Xbox and use a joystick or our voice or voice remote? Will you get back to doing interactive programming, which you were doing pretty well with just a few years ago? Remember Bandersnatch was the made-for-TV movie winner like 4 or 5 years ago? What's going on with interactive television? And how about, you know, how much you will spend on original programming? And what have you got in the hopper coming up? Those are questions I hope Ted Sarandos and Greg Peters and everybody there will answer tomorrow, either in their press release or on their special investor call, which is around 5, 6 o'clock Eastern time. If you've never heard those investor calls, you ought to check them out at Netflix's website. They're great. They're really great. They give you a lot of heads-up information. I think Netflix has a sensational opportunity this year to become the kingpin for good of mega content services. They've got the most subscribers worldwide. They have the most original programming. That programming is working all over the place, whether it's scripted or unscripted. They're now getting into live events. They're tied into their sports programming. So there's quite a lot, I think, that they have going for them. And it wouldn't surprise me if they hit $500 a share overnight between Tuesday and Wednesday if they come out with a great result in their fourth quarter of last year and their investor call hits the mark. So when it comes to Netflix, I think that they have a sensational 2024 and 2025 ahead. And clearly, they got what it takes to ascend higher to become the ultimate kingpin of television. We have some wonderful episodes of Tomorrow Be Televised coming your way later on this week. On Wednesday, we've got a terrific hour in store for you. Coming your way off the bat as our lead guests will be the co-stars of the popular all-black series Double Cross, Ashley Williams and Jeff Logan. They'll be with us for the first quarter hour. And then we'll meet the person behind TV Grapevine, a very popular and very much growing in popularity website about the world of TV. The person behind it, his name is Sammy Toronto. And Sammy is coming out next month with a new book from Amazon called Taste of Television, where some of the classic TV shows that you and I love and many others love for years, well, they're now generating new recipes that are easy to make and you'll have fun enjoying. So we've got Ashley Williams and Jeff Logan from Double Cross, co-stars of that series, now in its fifth and final season on All Black. They'll be with us at the start. And then Sammy Toronto from TV Grapevine and Taste of TV. And then you will not want to miss our lead guest on Friday. Because on Friday, Apple TV Plus is launching its first big blockbuster miniseries of the year. It's Masters of the Air, the new World War II saga, executive produced by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. John Orla, he is the writer and the co-executive producer of Masters of the Air, will be with us in a live, same-day, Internet Radio exclusive interview. And he will take your phone call and chat room reaction. This is a segment you will not want to miss. It's looking more and more like when it comes to the best miniseries Emmy for this year, that will be or this season, that will be happening in September, that there are quite a few candidates for that honor that will be rocking and rolling between now and the end of February. Shows like Masters of the Air, the new Feud miniseries on Truman Capote on FX, FX's Shogun remake that's coming up in late February, and other shows as well. It's going to be Expats on Prime Video. That's coming up next week with Nicole Kidman. Directed by Lulu Wang, it should be an amazing, amazing competition for who gets in for Best Miniseries. And like I said, a lot of the contenders could be coming your way between now and the end of February. And one of them is Masters of the Air. John Orloff, the writer and co-executive producer, he will be with us live. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here, exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. And remember, you can also catch me in person on Wednesday mornings on Sports News Wire, the daily sports news information show from Sports Grid Network, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Sports Grid Network. That's available on smart TV sets, devices, Amazon Freevee, Local Now, and other multi-channel bundles. We will definitely talk about the viewership for the incredible divisional playoff weekend of the National Football League. We'll also hopefully talk about the NFL Today anniversary special, You Are Looking Live. It'll be presented on Super Bowl Sunday as part of CBS Sports' big coverage of that super game, which is looking more and more super all the time. And we'll also hopefully talk about the big rise in women's college basketball. You're seeing it all over the place, especially on Sundays on ESPN, on the CW, and other services as well, broadcast cable and regional sports networks. So that's all coming your way on Sports News Wire, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on Sports Grid Network. And now before we leave you today, we've got Up as an Update. It's our regular feature where we catch up on guests and topics on this program. On Friday's episode, we did a interesting takeaway of the week about NAPI, the annual programming fair for syndicated programs that has fallen on very hard times. The latest venture in Miami was last week. My understanding is it didn't make a lot of news, it didn't make a lot of headlines, and we said that it looked like there was going to be no new syndicated show coming your way this fall. Well, as it turns out, there will be one, and it was announced earlier today. It's from CBS Media Ventures, the folks behind Judge Judy, Dr. Phil, Hot Bench, Wheel of Fortune, Jeffrey Drew Barrymore Show, etc. It's called The Flip Side, and it will be presented on the CBS stations this fall. And guess who's going to be hosting it? None other than Steve Urkel himself, Jaleel White. This should be a lot of fun. The idea is simple. Two teams of players going against each other, and the idea is to sort of find out how different groups of people feel about a particular issue. There's multiple choice answers involved, and if they do well, they have the opportunity to find themselves richer cash-wise. I love Jaleel White. I love Steve Urkel. I was not a big fan of Family Matters. I thought he made the show the same way that Henry Winkler made The Fonz, a character on Happy Days. He really made that show better. He became the star of the show, and he's done very well since. I've enjoyed his wonderful appearances on various shows, including Family Feud, one of the best celebrity Family Feud episodes of recent years with Steve Harvey. And I get the sense that Jaleel, who says, and I quote in the press release, "I have had fun being a celebrity contestant on numerous game shows, but I've always really wanted to be the host, giving people money and making their day. When I first heard this concept, I immediately wanted to be the ringleader of this entertaining, funny game show where the only requirement is being in tune with human nature." It's going to be very interesting to see how this goes. I think it's going to depend on how the success of the show is going to be found in two things. One is White and the executive producer and how the show works. And secondly, where the CBS stations, including here in New York, L.A., Chicago, et cetera, place the show. I believe it's the first time that the CBS stations have decided to go with a game show since way back when the Bill Cosby version of You Bet Your Life. Now, at that time, they put the show on at 7 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. local time. And they were very spooked by the early results in their markets, so much so they took the show off after a month, put it on overnight, and that was the end of the show. Despite the fact that in other markets like Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Dallas, and so forth, it was either the number one show in the time period or a close number two. You got to remember, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, those are the big heavy hitters, along with Entertainment Tonight, Inside Edition, Extra, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the CBS stations do. Will they put this show on at 7 p.m., like they tried to do with You Bet Your Life decades ago with Bill Cosby? Or will they put it on, let's say, in a double-run fashion, let's say 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock local time before their local newscast? Be very interesting to see. So once again, the flip side is going to be starting this fall on many CBS stations around the country and other stations syndication distributed by CBS Media Ventures. Well, that will do it for today's edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Hope you enjoyed the show. And as I said, we'll be back on Wednesday and Friday with guests. Coming your way on Wednesday, we will have the co-stars of the popular All Black series, now in its fifth and final season, Double Cross, Ashley Williams and Jeff Logan. And then right after that, Sammy Toronto from TVGrapevine.com and the new book from Amazon, Taste of TV. And then on Friday, we'll be with you with the writer and co-executive producer of the new Apple TV Plus blockbuster miniseries, Masters of the Air, Jeff Orloff. And once again, I want to wish Ruby and her wonderful parents a great happy B-Day on turning one, going to year two. And I want to thank, by the way, and I will thank in advance because my birthday is tomorrow, I want to thank in advance all of you that I know will be on Facebook and Twitter and social media wishing the B-Day. I deeply appreciate you turning 69. And I'm going to make it as great a year as possible, in part, with your support. So, thank all of you for that. And don't forget, you can also catch me on Wednesday in person at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for Sports Newswire on the Sports Grid Network. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up an episode you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcasts. They are available 24/7. On Apple Podcasts, Audible, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and so many more great podcast destinations, 45 in all. And check us out also on our website, that is tomorrowbetelevised.com, from the great people on Podium. Remember, you can respond to the site at the bottom of the home screen, put it in that special chat feature. If we use your thoughts on the air, you get the credit. And remember, we love hearing from you. So go ahead and email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to close your name where you're emailing from. If you use that for our wonderful classic trivia question, you might just win 7 prizes. One more time, let's give it the question before we sign off. It is, who hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central, then The Late Late Show on CBS? simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and X or Twitter. Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. However you respond, I respond back to you within 24 hours because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not citizens of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Cho is Beat Charles General Manager. Dave Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website supervised by On Podium, the Internet's new and great podcast outpost. Guitars Vegas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you this afternoon by Wild, reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Get your week off to a great start. And I hope for many of you, the cold snap, snow snap, ice snap you've had over the last week, it is gone. And for those of you attending the New Hampshire primary tomorrow, please exercise your right to vote. It's very, very important. Well, however you vote, up to you. Get out there and vote. Exercise it. Remember, there are people living and dying for the right to do what you can do tomorrow. So get out there and vote. They don't have the right. You do. We'll be back on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, SpeakerTune Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. Whatever you're doing to now and then, please make it safe and make it great. One more time, happy birthday, Ruby. Delighted you're coming around to year number 2. It's going to be better than ever. And for all of you, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.